How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Want to hear some awesome voice acting skills? Of course you do.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. Who told you that was okay?
Listening.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is James from Nobody's Listening. Due to technical difficulties, episode 11 was not recorded. We did perform episode 11 for those who joined us live on Stick Cam tonight, but we were not able to record it. So what we've been forced to do is to release the long-anticipated, long-awaited, much-requested pilot episode, recorded back on December 20th of 2006. It was only released to a few friends and family and didn't get a whole lot of feedback, but it was definitely the foundation of the episodes to follow. We're really interested to hear your feedback on what you liked about it and how you think we've improved or de-evolved since then. One thing I think you'll notice and that you'll agree with me about the pilot episode is that during the recap song, David actually sang. And that's something we really haven't seen since. So email David and encourage him to begin putting in his voice and his two cents into the recap songs. So if you left a voicemail this week, be listening for that. We'll add those on at the end of the show. Remember, you know, even if you've never commented, please give us your two cents in the forums or on our email or on the Nobody's Calling line. We'd love to hear from you. It's the only way that we know you're out there. So we'll see you guys next week. People out there in internet podcast land, this is Nobody's Listening Podcast, the pilot episode recorded on December 20th, 2006. I am one of your hosts. My name is James Kennison. My brother's here.
And my name is David Kennison.
And we are bringing you a brand new podcast, basically funny stories that will make you laugh about our past and our recent, more recent, present, and maybe stories. If you're lucky, stories about the future.
The future.
Stories that haven't even been invented yet. Anyway, my name is James Kennison, and I am a father and husband. I got a little girl, just turned 2 last weekend, actually. And I work and play here in the Kansas City area in Missouri. And my brother David, tell a little bit about yourself, dude.
I am currently dating over 6,000 miles away in the Great Emerald Isle. And I just moved from Phoenix, which was last weekend. And I'm currently residing in KC Mo, or no, Independence Mo.
Independence Mo, in the KC area.
Area.
That way the stalkers don't come get you.
Thank you.
But anyway, we decided to do this podcast because David and I, for quite a while, have called each other.
Randomly,
sometimes with a third person on the third line on the cell phone, and we would just say, "Hey, remember the time when da 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 da," and just tell the story with tears in our eyes, yep. Retelling stories from our past, and we realized, you know what? Why keep this to ourselves?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, like, I got to add there is that most times that we tell these stories to people, they don't believe us.
Oh, that is true.
It's hard.
We
to
had
believe.
Kind of a wacky, zany childhood with just. Just some weird elements.
Weird elements.
And then, of course, once we moved out of our childhood into our adulthood, we made up for it by...
Oh, yeah.
Like the Hallelujah story.
And that's coming up in the next.
We're going to have to do that one. Because I don't care how many times I remember that story.
It's
that is
still
hilarious.
Funny.
Oh my goodness. But anyway, we've got stories that we're going to tell you. And we also, as the podcast goes, we want to make it available for you to call in and write in, email in, and tell us your story so we can read them on the air. And so that's coming up in the very near future.
Yep.
Now, the format of the show, what we'll do is we'll do a brief intro of ourselves for any new listeners, just like we just did. We'll always want to do a weekly update where we will tell stories, anything that's silly or funny or crazy that happened from the past week, and then we'll move into our featured story of the week, which is one of the big ones that we've got, and we've got a ton. I think we've got over a page and a half of stories.
Oh yeah.
And then we will respond to emails and phone calls. Obviously, this is our first one. We don't have anything like that, but we will eventually be doing that. And while we are talking about that, I will go ahead and mention our email address. You can go ahead and start emailing us stuff to nobodyslisteningtous.com.
And here's James's hard part.
Here's the hard part for me. That is nobodyslisteningtome@gmail.com.
There we go.
See, I'm very visual, and I had to see it in my mind.
He was actually looking at the ceiling.
And I was actually trying to put the apostrophe in there.
Yeah,
for nobody's.
He was actually doing the whole Jeopardy deal.
Because without the apostrophe, it's supposed to be IES. That's what I learned.
You got me, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not real smart. But anyway, that is our email address. Begin sending your crazy stories, anything, anecdotes. Just make sure they are true.
Mm-hmm. No, keep going.
Yeah. So just make sure they're true and send them to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That beeping you hear is a timer that we're using to make sure that we stick to about a half hour. The show will be about a half hour long, so it'll be, and we'll do it once a week. We haven't decided what day of the week it'll be or how, you know, anything like that, but we're thinking once a week, a half hour show will be plenty. And then at the end of the very end of the show, we are going to try to do something. It's in the beta right now, but I sing a little bit, David sings a little bit, he plays a little guitar, and we'll try to end each podcast with what we will come to call the recap song, where we will try to remember the song and the happenings of the podcast in music form.
There you go.
Totally freestyle.
Totally.
Because that's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
All right. Anyway, so let's get started. What happened in your life this week, David?
Just moved from Phoenix, left Thursday night, early Friday morning, and
drove straight through.
Me and my other brother, Jonathan.
Jonathan,
he lives in Florida.
How you doing, John?
Hey, boy. And we drove straight through. It was like 20-something hours. It was, around 21.
Anything crazy or wacky happened? I heard he busted the stink out of your knee.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We got here and we were going over to your house for Jenna's birthday party, and we were just joking around the back of Leanne's car, our sister. And he's all big and buff because he was in the Baghdad War, and he punched me in my knee and it went straight to my nerve. And I was like hemorrhaging in the back seat, and nobody would stop or even ask me if I was
means
okay.
Bleeding.
Yeah, I really wasn't, but okay. It was hurting really bad.
Well, I know you showed up to the party and you were crying and complaining. And
I was limping up the stairs.
Well,
party.
Weren't crying and complaining. John was asking you, "Is your knee okay?" But he wasn't doing it in a very sorrowful.
No,
terrible.
He was
proud.
He was. He was trying to make everybody ask what happened to David's knee, and I punched him hard
because he's a stinking Gulf War ninja, right?
yeah. He's a ninja.
Anyway,
so I wanted to kill him, but. Yeah,
so anyway, we're all caught up. Do you want to mention the subway excursion in the ghetto last night?
Oh my gosh!
And don't diss the ghetto too much.
No, I won't diss the ghetto.
We live in the ghetto, and we love the ghetto.
I offered to run to Subway last night to get some food for me and James and Jen,
uh-huh.
and little baby Jenna.
Yes.
And so Jen was like, "Here's a list of things." And once I saw the list, I was like stressed out already.
Because sub sandwich has got to be the hardest thing to order.
It is. It's not just like a number two, a number three,
yeah,
and
with no mayo,
number four, no
there's
pickle.
There's 5,000 configurations for every sandwich at Subway.
So I'm running up there. I'm like, yeah, it's going to take like 10 minutes max. So I get up there, and I had some cash on me, and the chick was like really nice, and like I was joking around and totally playing,
Like you do.
Like I do.
Because you're a flirt.
I'm not a flirt. Maybe. And so I was like, okay, here's the list of things. Give me a foot-long meatballs and with all this stuff. And she's like, we don't have any meatballs. And I'm like, great. Because
the store never has anything that you actually want.
Never. So I have to call Jen. I'm on the phone with my girlfriend. She's about to board the plane. And so I have to get off the phone with her. She's bawling. And so I got to call Jen and ask her what type of stupid sandwich.
Who's moving to Ireland for a meatball sub.
Yeah. Because I knew if I didn't get the right thing, then
that,
I would.
That relationship is
flourishing. And so I ask her about meatballs. She obviously doesn't have meatballs.
Oh, David. And how do you leave? I can't even do an Irish accent. Oh, oh, no.
Watch out. The DSer will get you.
The meatball.
You're German, dude. You're German. And so I go there, ask for the meatballs. I didn't have the meatballs. Had to get off the phone with my girlfriend and called Jen to figure out what James really wanted. And one thing is, she didn't even ask him what he wanted. She just said, get turkey. So I get all this stuff, and then I forget to get the meal on all the sandwiches. So the I was like, I pulled my credit card out. I was like, hey, just go ahead and put it on my card. She's like, well, we don't accept credit
cards. Because they don't accept credit cards.
Because 98% of them are stolen if they bring them in there anyway.
Yes.
And so I have to run to Price Chopper, about get mauled. I'm running down to Price Chopper, get cash, come back, give her all the stuff, and then I go and get all the drinks that they wanted. And then by the time I get back to church, Jen's like, where's the Dr. Pepper? For who? For Sandy. Who's Sandy? Nobody knows.
And she was the lady that was helping.
I know. I didn't know. It said like Mountain Dew, or if not Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I brought everything back. And
where's the funny part of this story?
Where is the funny part of this story?
The chick that was hitting on you.
Oh, yeah.
That messed up your order.
She messed up even my order. She was all talking to me, asking where I'm from and stuff. And I'm like, well, from Phoenix. And she said, she's like, well, why'd you come out here? I was like, family. And she asked me where I lived. And I was like, can't tell you that. And I'm scared as I'm going for the gun.
Was she hot, David?
She was cute.
Okay.
But she's like 12. And I'm 30. And so, yeah, she wasn't even paying attention. I was like, put pickles, and she put banana peppers on there. I like put mayonnaise. She put ranch on there. So I was
every
like,
sandwich was wrong.
Every sandwich was wrong, even mine. And I even watched her make it.
I think I had more banana peppers than anyone has ever been allowed to have. Luckily, I like them, but I'm telling you, dude, you could have made a banana pepper split out of all the banana peppers I had on my sandwich.
So by the end of the day, like, she was talking and stuff, and. And
by the end of the day.
Yeah, it was like 11 o'clock.
So she was so preoccupied with your hotness.
Yeah, I was amazed.
And your elusiveness that she screwed up every order.
Every order. I think she got Jenna's right, because that was just, actually, she didn't even make Jenna's. That's why she didn't get it right.
So the only one that got right was the one she didn't make.
Yeah.
That place is great. There's one young lady there that I did her grandfather, helped in her grandfather's funeral.
Uh-huh.
And so I always get my orders right.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't ever have to worry about chicks falling in love with me. First of all, I have this big old fat wedding ring. Yeah. Secondly, I have a big old fat me attached to the wedding ring. And so I've just never had that problem getting hit on.
Yeah.
So I don't envy you at all. But anyway, that's our week, basically. David moved here, and we got some bad sandwiches.
Yeah.
And so anyway, now you know. But anyway, David, let's tell these folks our story this week.
Okay,
we had a hard time deciding, because we have several stories.
Yeah, we have tons of them.
We figured we wanted to get one where both of us are involved. And you go ahead and start off, dude.
I'll open it with, it's a cup, like, for Christmas, me and Jonathan, we got a go-kart, a little red go-kart.
Right, and you were living in
we live in Old Town.
Old Town, Florida at the time.
And so we...
What year was it? When was
it? It was 90...
Because I didn't live with you guys, I was visiting.
It was 95.
Okay, because I was married.
Yeah.
And Jen was there, and Leanne was there,
and Amy was there. So everybody was there.
There were five of us, by the way, five kids, and I was the oldest. David's
James,
the youngest.
James, Leanne, Amy, Jonathan,
John,
me.
And David. I'm 33. David's what?
23.
23. We're 10 years apart. Mom had five kids in 10 years.
Oh, God.
Let's just say a prayer for Mom right now.
Dear baby Jesus. Anyway, so we got a red go-kart for Christmas.
It was awesome, because I had always wanted a go-kart my entire stinking life. We were too poor back then. I don't know how you swung it, because y'all wasn't doing much better.
No, we weren't. We were doing worse. But the thing is, like, before we got the go-kart, there were these videotapes, these elusive videotapes that we could not watch. And we were wondering why. Well, after we got the go-kart, drove around a bit, and nothing real big happened yet, and we finally put the videotapes in. It was Leanne and Amy riding around an all-girl cart before we even got it. Mom's just
so you got it for Christmas.
But it was used.
But they had already
Yeah, 10,000 miles on the wheels. I was like, mad. So anyway, so we're driving around. We're having a good time. Well, James came a couple days after Christmas.
Oh, man, in the go-kart, dude. And, I was in love.
He wouldn't get off of it. He was ticking me off. Because he wouldn't get off our
go-kart. We all took turns.
No, you did like 15-minute turns. We were here.
Such a liar.
Run down to the river and back. And you're like, oh, one more time.
Okay, just to set the scene, they lived on 80 acres. Half of it was forest wetlands.
Yeah, like cedar trees.
Like the swamp, like with alligators and boars. The other half was cleared. And so, dude, you could ride, and it was flat as a board. It's Florida. And you could ride anywhere except for the gopher
holes.
That had live gophers in each one.
We used to light smoke.
Gopher turtles.
We used to light the smoke things you get from like Walmart during July 4th and throw them down there.
All right, PETA.
And they come running out. Well, not running out.
I was about to say,
really slow.
I'd pay to see a turtle run.
Really slow wobbly.
I'd be like, Mom running after that chicken? We only saw a Mom run one time in our lives. This podcast is going to suck rocks, I'm telling you, because we keep getting sidetracked. But we saw our Mom run one time, and it was after a chicken that got loose in
our
yard.
Where was it at again?
That was in Yulee, Florida, dude.
Okay.
That's another story, though.
Anyway.
Cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom.
So, James, like, we had these
I got the go-kart, finally. I remember it being that I didn't get a turn because
You had the turn all day.
But I was on the go-kart.
We even made you pay for gas.
I'm going to tell my side of it because I was riding and I was wanting to be funny because I was riding up toward the group. My wife's there, my sisters, my brothers, everybody's there. And so I lean back and cock my head to the side with my eyes closed like
actually,
I'm sleeping. Like I'm sleeping, but I've got my eyes slitted just enough to where I can see. And so I head toward this massive oak tree, just right at it.
Yeah.
It's the old tree swing, and I'm heading right toward it. And the last minute, my plan was to veer off, which I did, but because my eyes were slitted, I failed to see the 3-foot
high
root. I hit that root. I don't know how fast
it was. Like,
go-kart
you were going like 30 something. It was
in your
fast.
Memory. I remember it was like 50 miles an hour, and I don't know how that root launched me as high as it did.
So me, we're sitting there and we're watching him go by, and we're giggling. We're giggling like, oh, he's asleep. That's so cool. Why can't we be that cool?
You were young.
And we were young, and we're like, oh my god, look,
everything I did was great.
He's heading towards the tree. Oh my god, this is so amazing. Oh my god, he's haven't opened his eyes yet. Oh, it's 2 feet away, and then you just see the front wheel jerk to the right, and he hits it like a ramp, and he's slowly spinning.
Dude,
like the Matrix.
I flew. In the air. All I remember is looking down. It's like it slowed down. I look down and I see my entire family looking up at me. I feel like E.T. in the front of the basket flying slowly. And everything's going good. I'm like, I'm going to land on all 4 feet. But then I start to rotate in midair.
Oh, yeah.
Because the top of the engine obviously is heavier than the wheels at the bottom.
So it didn't finish rotating.
Dude, it didn't quite finish. I landed almost completely upside down.
It was.
I hit the ground first, and then immediately the engine of this goofy go-kart pegged me right in the small of the back between the shoulder blades. And oh my god, it was hot.
Oh yeah,
it was hurting.
Well, the thing
and my
is,
my face
like,
was crushed up with stinger nettles, is what I remember.
After he flipped, he didn't move for like 10 seconds.
See, that must be
so
why.
So as we're running, he didn't remember it. So we're running towards him. We're like, this is still so cool. And so we're running towards, like, this is something you only see on funny home videos or whatever. God. And so once we get there, it's just mad crazy because he stays there. And we're like, should we kick it? Should we roll it off?
I was just maybe like,
Maybe he's still playing.
I couldn't move.
And so he rolled it off of him and burned his back with a muffler. I don't know how your back got back.
Dude, because the muffler was at the very, very back of the go-kart.
No, it was like you got ejected at some point.
Oh my god! But just flying through the air, that stupid ramp route. I don't even know how it would be possible for me to have got because I've always been. I'm not fat, but I'm not a light dude. If you were riding that thing, I could imagine that thing jumping
end up in
the
swamp
because you were a tiny guy. But
well, the thing is that route was like, I don't know, God perfectly formed it because on this side of the route to the left, it was like dirt all the way up to the tip of the route. On the other side, it was just like a straight drop.
Right. So
it was
just
a ramp.
I would have just gone off like an incline. But dude, I hit this ramp route and just flew. And it was,
It was good stuff. It's good stuff.
It was really funny. And eventually we ended up breaking the brakes or something.
No, we hit a tree with the back left wheel, so it bent the axle. It's like, wow, driving down the road. So Mom got it fixed one time. We did it again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, dude, that's our story for today. I hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, if you have any stories of your own, remember, send them to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com, and we would love to read it on the air. Eventually, we'll get us a phone number, and you can you can call up with us, or yeah, call up, and we'll play your stories on the air, as long as they're not too long, of course.
Or vulgar.
Yeah, vulgar. Try to keep it PG, at least. We're trying not to use too many bad words on the on the air. Of course, in some of our stories, it's going to be a little difficult.
Really difficult.
Because a lot of them have to do with other people saying things.
Yeah.
Like the time you stuck your hand with that carving knife and went and showed Amy.
Yeah.
Because it didn't hurt. We'll have to tell that one sometime,
too. Yeah, that's yours.
And I hope that story was funny. I'm afraid that because they don't know us and we may not have properly visualized that the idea of E.T., because looking down, everything looks so small.
Yeah.
And I know I couldn't have been that high up in the air, but I sure enough remember
you
that.
You were like to the first branch of the tree. And that's an oak tree. That's like a good 3 feet.
I just remember being in the air so long, wondering and thinking. Having enough time to think about what was going to happen.
I was wondering why you had a book in your hand when you were flipping. It was such a long thing.
I really did fall asleep eventually up there. That's why it took me 10 seconds to wake up. Oh, God. Anyway. That's all right. Good. So now it's time for us to recap our podcast in song.
Okay.
And we still got 10 minutes, dude. We're doing all right.
Well, you want to talk about something else?
No, I think we should do the let's do the song, because it might take 10 minutes to get something decent out.
What are we going
to
do?
Oh, man. Here we go.
Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door every time I see you with that red go-kart in your back.
Oh, I still wear the scars.
The scars of the go-kart.
Both on my back and in my heart.
More on his back.
Who planted that tree and did they know? Did they know that I would fly like an eagle?
Fly like an eagle.
With a broken back.
And a wing.
Oh, David has a girlfriend in Ireland.
6,000 miles away.
But he's got a girl at Subway.
At Subway that can make my sandwiches wrong.
Oh, you ask for mayonnaise, you get ranch dressing. You ask for something else,
and it stinks.
Depressing. Oh, you know the only complaint that you have about Kansas City, you say it's pretty, but it's awfully cold.
I can't feel my toes right now.
And you're inside.
With shoes on.
And the other thing is, it's nothing like the Emerald Isle.
Because Lord knows it's snowing there right now.
Oh, and it's probably raining too. Raining the tracks of the tears from your girl's green eyes. What color eyes anyway, David?
Hazel.
What color is that?
Green.
Okay. Why didn't you just say green, you moron?
Because it's hazel. It's like crystalline green.
Crystalline green. Oh, yeah. My wife would probably hit me if I told her eyes were hazel.
Why?
Because that's an ugly name.
Hazel's
if you named
color.
Your daughter Hazel, she would hate you for the rest of your life. But as an eye color, it's supposed to be a good thing. Anyway, let's continue the song. David put $75 worth of gas in the rental truck today.
It was horrible. Oh, it was horrible.
I remember when it used to be 99 cents a gallon.
In Southern Georgia.
Well, you try to fill it up for that much today. Well, it's just not happening.
Not even Baghdad.
My brother thinks he's a ninja too. He hit somebody in the knee, thought it was cool.
And boy, did it hurt my knee.
Oh, he tried to brag to my wife and my sister too. We all think that he's not cool.
I just need some sympathy.
Yes, just a little love. N-O-B-O-D-Y-S-L-I-S-T-I-N-I-N-G-T-O-U-S at
gmail.com. And I guess all I'm trying to say is I'm thankful that my brother's here today so we can do this podcast. We can tell stories about go-karts. And the one time my mama ran.
Only time.
The one time. After a chicken. Well, David, I think it's time to wrap this up.
I think it is.
We'd like to thank everybody for helping us out, especially, specifically, someone I might have forgotten otherwise. I'd like to thank Michael from the Weekly Murloc. It's a great podcast that he and his friend do. He's been a major reason why I thought it was even possible for David and I to do this. And he actually has just been a huge help, both over the email and over the phone, helping us with software and all this kind of stuff. And so thank you guys for helping us out. And secondly, just Scott Johnson and the whole crew from both The Instance and Extra Life Radio. First podcast I ever truly fell in love with, and I think it's possible. So, David, let's just give a song out to the Weekly Murloc right now. You don't know them. You've never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
But his name's Michael, so let's just give one for Michael. Go ahead.
Michael,
Michael,
we'd like to thank you.
Thank you for the time you gave.
The time you gave to us in our podcast.
Even though it stinks, it won't stink so bad now, baby.
Knowing that you has helped us out.
We've got a page full of notes and they're all spelled wrong. Please call me back.
Please call me back, Michael.
Only thing I've got to say is when you called me, it said, unknown caller.
I don't know why you blocked your number, Michael.
You think I'm a stalker, Michael? Well, you're probably a good idea, because I'd have called you today and asked you what the blue screen of death showed up.
I know, what was that?
The first time we tried to record this, we had to start over. But anyway, we'd just like to thank all you folks out there for helping us out. We're going to do nothing but get better from here on out. And David, I'd like to thank you for helping us out.
Thank you, James.
And thanks to all you out there, all the fans. We couldn't do it without you. Remember to email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. And if you have any pointers for anything we can do better, please let us know. But be kind. I'm very sensitive.
Me too.
Especially in certain areas, like my heart. So we'd like to thank you very much, and we will see you
later.
You know what, David? It's really great, because even if this stinks, it doesn't matter. You know why?
We can create another one.
Because nobody's listening.
No. Nobody's listening, James.
Let's do that again.
Okay.
David, even if this podcast stinks, it doesn't matter. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody's listening.
Hey, guys. It's Mark from Ohio. You know, I'm outside my house, locked out, you know, just got back from school, locked in my house, so I really have nothing to do, and I'm kind of really upset, so, you know, just thought this might be comical to call you guys while I'm locked outside my house. So, yeah, just want to say, you know, again, great show, guys, and, you know, if I want one word of advice for anyone, don't forget your keys. Because then you'll be locked outside your house for 5 hours. So, see you guys later then. See ya. Bye.
Hey, James. This is Michael Masick, not Michael Murloc from the Weekly Murloc. Hey, man, you got to get my last name if people are going to find me on True.com. Come on. They're not going to find no Michael Murloc. Hey, I just want to say, how dare you share out my dirty laundry. I'm sitting here listening to your episode in my car. I got a bunch of the teenagers from our church with me. We're going to the dollar store to look for a crock pot, which is a story in itself. And we're listening to your episode, and all of a sudden you come up with your little story about me and fabricated all of it, all the details you made up and everything. And no, I'm just kidding, man. But I thought it was great. I thought it was more funny hearing you tell the story than the actual experience. But, hey, I just had to give you a hard time for that. Keep it show, man. Bye.
Hey, dudes. This is John. Just listened to episode number 10. Just like I've listened to every other episode. You know, usually a day or two after you do it. Great, great. Loved the poodle in the recap. I mean, I think the poodle should have just kept on going. That was the feature part of the recap song. Just keep going with the poodle. In fact, instead of throwing the hot seat at Gover Pyle, David, I think you should find, you know, that dog and just take the dog and throw it at Gomer Pyle. That would be so much more effective, but the problem is the dog's still probably not alive. But, oh well, love the podcast. Have a great day, guys. Talk to you later.
Hey, David and James, this is Josh again. I know my last message is kind of pointless, but we're at an Italian restaurant right near our house, and something just happened, and the first thing I thought was, wow, I should call this into Nobody's Listening. And even my little brother, who's heard just like 5 minutes of one of your podcasts, said, wow, you should call that podcast you listen to. And I'm sitting there, my little brother's telling a story about something preschool or something, and my mom goes with the tongs to grab the lettuce up, and somehow she drops a piece of lettuce, and it flies off, and she tries to grab it again, and it flies right by my head and hits my shoulder and lands on the ground. I can definitely say that I've been assaulted by a piece of lettuce. And, really all I gotta say, keep up the good work with the podcast. I'm freezing my butt off out here because I'm in a t-shirt. So I'm going to hang up now. See you later.
I hope this is the Nobody's Listening line. I really, really do hope I got the right number. Not that I can tell just from what I have dialed. Hey, this is Vance. So I have a story. Once when I was 7, 8, 9, I don't know, 8, I spent the night with my cousin and my aunt and uncle on my uncle's sailboat, big old boat he called Kalijah. And it was just really cool. I got to spend the night on the water. I mean, I don't know if you've done that before or not, but it was a really cool experience. And on Sunday, they put a life jacket on me and tied a spring, tossed me into the water behind the boat onto the sailboat. And said, hey, you can just kind of float along in the water. And I thought, hey, this would be a great, great thing. So here I am. I'm floating along in the water, having a great time, and it's pretty fun. Well, it stayed fun until all of a sudden the wind picked up. When the wind picks up, you go faster. So all of a sudden, this little pleasure float that I was on became an issue where I'm drowning. A rope is tied onto the life jacket, which is around me, but as the speed of the boat picks up, I begin to go under the water. So here I am, gasping, trying to breathe, and my big uncle, he starts pulling the rope in up to the boat, and I'm trying to get out of the water into the boat, and I'm having trouble, and he reaches down and one big hand and just grabs a hold of me and tosses me back up into the boat, and everything was fine at that point. So it was fun later, but it was just one of those things that I remember. Was it smart? Well, it sounded smart, but it turned out to be not so smart.
Hey, Dave, thanks for returning my call, man. The only thing is, I asked how you were doing. You didn't tell me how you were doing. I'm super stoked that you're glad that I'm alive and everything, but now that that's been established, what's going on? You still work for Mountain Dew or whatever? I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm doing good, but I don't know how you're doing, so let me know. Talk to you next week. Bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.